CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Kate Otterbein. Construction commences today on Bruce Road 6 near Mildmay, a project that will lead to lane closures over the next few months. Bruce County says the work includes minor cleanup and surface paving carried over from last year's project. It will span from George Street in Mildmay to just east of Demerton. Drivers can expect alternating lane closures on the road with traffic control measures in place starting today. Work is expected to finish in July. Lakeshore United Church in Goderich is ready to get to work on ensuring they are an inclusive place of worship. To do that, Lakeshore has become the first church in Huron County to become members of Affirm United. Affirm United is a partner of the United Church of Canada, working to support all gender identities and sexual orientations. Outreach Committee member Mandy Sinclair says about 100 members of the congregation celebrated their goals at a service on Sunday.
The congregation is quite diverse, so people from all ages, different backgrounds and whatnot are members and contributing and part of the worship and whatnot at Lakeshore United. It's quite inspiring. I moved back here to Goderich in 2020 and I immediately felt that that was my community in Goderich because of the diversity in the congregation.
Sinclair wants to ensure people from various economic backgrounds, faiths, religious backgrounds, all ages and abilities feel welcome. The town of Asheville-Cobourne-Wawanosh recently recognized the St. Helens Hall Board with the Outstanding Community Group Award. At Tuesday's council meeting, the board was presented with the honor, and Mayor Glenn McNeil said the volunteers were all deserving of the recognition.
We would like to take this opportunity to recognize the St. Helens Hall Committee. In 2002, residents banded together to save the former Women's Institute, which had fallen into disrepair. For the past 20 years, this dedicated group of Asheville, Holborn, Wawanosh citizens have worked hard to keep the hall updated, relevant, accessible, and affordable for the community use.
The township also presented Lila Rintal, a St. Helens board member, with the Outstanding Individual Award. In celebration of National Medical Laboratory Week, the Inter-Hospital Laboratory Partnership is celebrating a significant milestone. The IHLP is celebrating 65 years of collaboration in southwestern Ontario. Formed in 1959, the IHLP has grown to serve Huron, Perth, Grey, Wellington, and Bruce counties. Within its organizations, there are 200 medical laboratory professionals, including pathologists, MLTs, MLAs, and administrative staff. According to a news release, the IHLP performed over 2.2 million laboratory tests last year. The Hanover Barons are a win away from a Northern Conference championship. They beat the Alliston Hornets 3-2 in OT last night to take a 3-1 series lead. Captain Ryan Colquhoun scored twice, including the OT winner, and Alex McGilvery scored the other. Derek Hartley made 32 stops. Game 5 is Friday night in Alliston. Austin Matthews will have to settle for 69. Matthews had one last shot at 70 goals in a season in Tampa Bay last night, but couldn't find the twine. To make matters worse, the Leafs lost 6-4. Nikita Kucherov did hit his milestone, recording his 100th assist of the year, becoming just the fifth player ever to do it. The Leafs start the playoffs Saturday night in Boston. Giancarlo Stanton sparked a comeback by sending a drive rattling into the seats, and Aaron Judge completed the rally with a two-run single as the Yankees stunned the Blue Jays, surging for four ninth-inning runs and a 6-4 victory on Wednesday afternoon at Rogers Centre. The Jays led 4-1 with a pair of Dalton Varsho homers, providing much of the offense, but Toronto couldn't hold on. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.